Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We've been tracking Joe Lindsley from Lviv Labs. He's in Lviv in far western Ukraine. We've also been tracking the adventures of Mark Lindquist, who is now in Dnipro in central Ukraine, anxious to get an update. And I love his Twitter handle. He says, U.S. Air Force veteran in Poland, Ukraine, giving Putin middle fingers and helping as many people as we can. Slava Ukraini. Mark, welcome back to the show. Good to see you safe.
I don't know if that's a very professional tagline, but I figured that's what we're doing out here. We got to let the world know, right?
Absolutely. Why are you where you are? Bring people up to date with what you're doing, how you're trying to help.
So we're out here in Dnipro, in eastern Ukraine, you know, a couple hours away from the front lines. And we are realizing out here in the country, not everybody has the risk tolerance to be able to come this far out and really get eyes on the problem out here. So as you travel the border near Lviv, you travel the Polish border, all kinds of humanitarian aid vans and buses and tents. But as you travel further east, it gets slim. And folks out here, you know, of course, it is a war zone and people, you know, don't necessarily aren't conditioned for it. And so we, the United States veterans who know how to operate in a foreign country and know how to get things done out here, we figure that we have a responsibility to help the people as far east as we can.
So, Mark, tell us what you're doing and also what some of the greatest challenges are other than trying to stay alive and trying to stay safe. Tell us what your operations are like.
It's all about supply lines. It's all about getting the right things to the right people at the right time. And so, unfortunately, out here, a lot of the bottlenecks happen as you move from west to east. A lot of things end up in warehouses. A lot of things are hoarded. And I guess the best way I can describe it is, you know, Ukraine is split up into regions, right? They call them oblasts, right? So the Rivne Oblast, the Kyiv Oblast, the Dnipro Oblast. And so I liken it like this. If Utah was under attack, and you don't know, based on the enemy that you face, Putin in this example, you don't know if Putin will next attack Georgia. Well, of course, the governor of Georgia or the people of Georgia would try to stockpile what they could for the time that the war ends up on their doorstep. And so that's what's happening. It's understandable at a certain level, but it's frustrating at the other. To see all the supplies that could possibly be needed to feed people so that they don't starve to death. And it's sitting out west. Out here, out east, the shelves are filled. I've got a 9-second video I'll post one day about the grocery stores in Dnipro, 200 kilometers away from the enemy lines, filled to the brim. You empty them one day and they come back the next. And so that's a little bit frustrating to know that, you know, people are 70 plus days into this conflict now starving and only a 2-hour drive away there's plenty of food. And so the biggest challenge is getting that food off the shelves to the people that need it. And we're doing that as best we can.
Mark, are you getting enough food, enough sleep? Explain to listeners, what is a typical day for you on the front lines in this humanitarian effort to help the people of Ukraine?
Getting enough food, absolutely. I'm in a city of a million people, and so nobody's starving here. You know, you can go to restaurants, you take Ubers around the city, and, you know, there are shopping malls here. Am I getting enough sleep? No. If anybody out there could donate some hours of sleep to me, I would take them gladly. The third question you had, what is an average day? There is no average day. It's a war zone. If I told you what I thought I would do tomorrow, I only have a brief outline, and it's always written in pencil, because out here in a war zone, there's always going to be a fire to put out. And so that's how you spend your days, is responding to requests, responding to families that are needing extraction or needing calories that you didn't hear of when you woke up. So it's a very dynamic situation.
Mark, as you mentioned, we're so many more days into this conflict than really the global community thought it would last. President Putin will officially declare war on Ukraine, they're saying. What is the feel of the people? Are they feeling victorious? Are they feeling weary? Where is this expected to go? And what are their emotions like?
Out here, everybody, it's all hands on deck, and babushka, and they're knitting camo tents for their troops, and they're sewing together uniform items for people, just doing whatever they can to keep their troops supplied. And it's really inspiring to see everybody all hands on deck. Now, the other thing we have to remember is that these people have been at war for 8 years. The rest of the world didn't really wake up to that until now, that out in the Donbas, that's been a contested area and Russian controlled for 8 years.
Right.
And so people are war hardened out here. Mm-hmm. And it's really a fascinating thing to understand that these people, it's almost like second nature to them being at war. And that's something that we don't expect or understand in a relatively safe place like the United States.
So, Mark, there are a lot of different ways to contribute to the resistance, right? There's humanitarian aid, and there's also a military need as well. How does this work? I know you're a veteran. Thank you for your service. You're hanging out with other veterans that are on the front line. Can anybody pick up a weapon and join the resistance and fight the invaders? Or is there a vetting process that the Ukrainians go through before you can pick up a rifle?
And certainly there is a vetting process. And mainly what we're looking for out here is combat veterans and combat medics. You know, if you show up in the country and you're a combat medic or a war-hardened, maybe U.S. troop, we can't get you on a bus fast enough. Because these folks, while they are war-hardened and hardy, you can't really train somebody to know what to do in combat unless you've been there. And
right.
So if there are people out there amongst the estimated 60 million veterans on planet Earth who have that experience, and you have the situation where you could possibly come and help and join the fight, Ukraine needs you, right? I don't have that combat experience, so I do what I can on the humanitarian side. But I also view humanitarian aid as tourniquets and burn bandages and chest seals and nasopharyngeal tubes, because that will save lives. That's non-lethal material that I can get to these frontline soldiers. And as a veteran, I'm proud to do that. Now, I look at it like this. If you don't supply the front lines with that stuff, the front lines will end up on your doorstep. And so that's what we're trying to do, and support these veterans and these military members, just like I used to in the military as a first sergeant.
Yes, we're speaking with Mark Lindquist, Air Force veteran, and now humanitarian aid mission happening in Ukraine. Mark, just last question. What can we do? What do you need? Where can we donate? How can we help?
You can go to the GoFundMe page, of course. It's just search the name Lindquist, L-I-N-D-Q-U-I-S-T. Good Swedish name, right? Look like a good Swede, don't I? And so, but the other thing, actually, very specific need. There's a warehouse, a nonprofit called Matter in St. Louis Park. If there's any combat medic out there in the metro area in Minneapolis-St. Paul that could connect with me, we need a combat medic to go to that warehouse where medical supplies have been donated. And we need somebody like you to be able to pick out the different things that we might need sent over here to our front lines to supply the troops. So combat medics, get a hold of me.
Okay.
Well, we are proud of you. Sweden is proud of you. Funny you should mention Sweden, because both Sweden and Finland are voting this week to possibly join NATO, something that people thought would never, ever happen. They've been neutral forever, but because of what happened in Ukraine, they're rethinking their stance towards Russia. But we sure appreciate the update. We're grateful that you're safe. Mark Lenquist, thank you for the great report, and thank you for what you're doing on the front line.
Thanks for spreading the word.
Thanks, Mark. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.